Yeah, hello everyone. Today, me, Nikita, and my colleague Riti, senior engineers for 10x, want to talk about the confidential computing project to build at for 10x using the latest technology from Amazon called Nitro Enclaves. Now, Nitro Enclaves provides environment to run application confidentially, meaning that no one should be able to tamper with the application while it runs during execution compared to your regular operating system. Or in other words, you know, if your program is quite shy and doesn't want to be poked by the outsiders or something, we kind of provide like a safe environment for it to execute, or a safe space, if you will. Before I start talking about the project itself, I want to give a little bit of context about what parts Nitro consists of. The Nitro system is a Nitro system Nitro Enclaves built on. It consists of three main parts. We have a Nitro hypervisor. That is a combined piece of software and hardware tech which provides CPU and memory virtualization capabilities for the VM. The Nitro chip, which is a hardware tech, it provides a root of trust, which tells you if you're like running a tainted hypervisor or not. And there are Nitro cards, which are responsible for memory encryption. Now, how it looks like from a VM standpoint. As you can see in the picture, we have two parts. We have an untrusted parent VM and a trusted Nitro Enclave VM. They are completely separated, and they run their own kernels. And the Nitro Enclave is the VM that you run your application on. Now, the Enclave and parent VMs, they talk through and can only talk through a socket called VSOC. There is a special socket connection specifically designed to provide a communication between an Enclave VM and the hypervisor. Now, we believe that you know, any program, doesn't matter how shy it is, still wants to socialize with the outside world. So, because, you know, complete hermits are quite rare after all, and it also wants to keep some personal diary with all the data and things it's done, so it can reread it after the Enclave has finished. Now, bare Nitro doesn't provide all of those. As you can see, it has no network capability out of the box and no durable storage. It gives no networking capabilities inside the Enclave, meaning that the application inside the Enclave can't connect to anything from the outside world and vice versa. And for the persistent storage, Nitro doesn't provide any form of that. The kernel inside Nitro VM is running on a RAM disk, and it gets cleared after the Enclave finishes. So all of it kind of drastically limits the number of useful applications that can be run on a bare Nitro. For example, if you want to run like a web server or a database, you can do it on a bare Nitro, but it won't provide much value to the and the user, because the big portion of functionality of those programs just is not supported. And the Salmiak project that we created aims to solve those limitations by providing a confidential program execution environment without sacrificing fundamental systems capabilities. On a higher level, the project looks like this.